Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and I'm pleased this morning to be able to talk to Lydia Guy Ortiz from LGO Consulting. Great to have you with me, Lydia. How are you doing?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm doing great, and it's wonderful to be able to get a chance to talk to you. And I've had the opportunity to work with you on many different projects over the last many years. And today we're going to talk about some of your recent visits to Denmark, where you had a chance to speak at national meetings around primary prevention of violence against women. And to me, this is actually something near and dear to my heart. Several years ago, I had the opportunity to go speak at the first national meeting on primary prevention of violence against women and was one of the three international speakers that spoke to that group. And I was really excited to hear that you were asked to be able to address them for the next round of work as they're advancing that work. So how was that experience for you?
It was very exciting and very interesting. I was, I think, one of four international speakers this time, and they really appreciated the work that you did with them at the first conference.
You had an opportunity to speak at two different locations. Who were the types of people in those audiences at those presentations?
It was very similar to when we have a national meeting. They did it at two different sites, the two largest cities in Denmark, and so you had some bureaucrats, you had advocates, you had some law enforcement. It was a pretty good mix, a few politicians, not a whole lot of community folks, but mainly kind of professionals in the violence against women field.
For people in Denmark, you also then got a chance to speak with many of these people between the meetings and learned about some of the work they're doing. What's the role of primary prevention plays in Denmark?
Right now, they're really kind of introducing primary prevention. I feel like when you did the first conference, it was kind of like their kickoff into shifting into focus on primary prevention. And now they've had a couple of years to think about how they're going to incorporate it. They're really trying to begin to develop some targeted strategies for primary prevention, as well as to make sure they include sexual assault as well as domestic violence, because they've had a tendency to focus more on domestic violence than sexual violence.
It's always an interesting transition to move from focusing our work on the intervention, which is such an important piece of the work, but then to be able to think about primary prevention and getting to those root causes. Were there any opportunities or ways that they've been finding where that's worked and where there's been challenges in that?
I think it's been challenging to them in many ways, just like it is here. I think one of the challenges has been trying to coordinate kind of the non-governmental organizations with the governmental organizations. Their structure is different than ours. Not that we don't require coordination, but theirs seems to require a little bit more. There's also been some struggles in addressing issues of people who are from Denmark with people who have immigrated, trying to figure out which strategies would be effective for those populations. And I think one of the most interesting struggles that they've had is kind of dealing with the self-identity of being a very egalitarian society. If women have so many rights and it's so equal, why do we still have violence against women?
That's a really interesting challenge, because I know in Denmark they have quite active participation of women in civic life and in economic life and a lot of leadership there, yet the violence rates are very similar as they are in this country, right?
The prevalence rates are really similar. What isn't similar is if you look at the economic status of women. And so there's something about it that I found really profound that's saying even when women have the same economic opportunities, it doesn't necessarily decrease the violence that's happening in their lives. It's not just about economics. The cultural and the social norms surpass economics. There's something else that's going on that keeps the violence against women in place.
Of course, one thing that's clearly in Denmark is there is a group of leaders from NGOs and some support from the government to really bring primary prevention to help complement intervention work. And so that seems to be a really great opportunity that is unfolding there in Denmark.
It's very exciting. And I think being able to incorporate primary prevention fairly early on in their structure will allow it to be part of the fabric of how they address their strategies or how they develop their strategies. And so I think that's going to be a really key strength that they have as they move forward.
What was the key messages that you were trying to get across as you were talking, either in your presentations or in your conversations with people there?
In my presentations, I really focused on two things: developing comprehensive solutions that worked across the ecological model, and to develop strategies that were culturally specific. In my conversations with folks, I really focused more on just talking with people and understanding the way that they were doing the work. So as much as sharing information about what we're doing here, I learned about how they're viewing it and what are the interesting things that they're doing. So it was a give and take of information.
Are there any nuggets or any highlights that you left Denmark with?
I think what I learned is that we all struggle to do the work, and that each country, each nation, everyone has their things that are unique and the things that make doing the work in that location nuanced, but that we have a lot to learn from each other and that we have a lot we can share with each other. There are individual programs, in addition to kind of having theoretical folks like me, they had people sharing programs that they developed. And I learned just listening to how they had structured some of their multidisciplinary teams. I learned about how they were viewing the transition to prevention from intervention. And so those were all very valuable pieces of information for me.
You know, I followed your tweets, love technology. I can know what you're doing wherever you are in the world. And you said that there was even someone that requested you telling the river parable.
I thought that was very interesting because here people could do with never hearing the river parable.
Those who haven't heard it already, just the three-sentence version is the story where you see someone going down the river, and instead of going over and restricting ourselves to rescuing that person, we go upstream to be able to find the cause of why people are in the river themselves.
I've used it in my presentations over the years. You have Virginia that has, I think, their publication is like moving upstream. Lots of people have used it. I think we may have played out the analogy to a certain extent. But there, they actually hadn't really heard the idea of going upstream to figure out why the people were falling in the river. And they actually found that story to be inspiring because I told it at the first session, and in the second session I was short for time because I spoke too long on something else and was just going to cut it. And so one of the other presenters, when she got to her section, said, "Can you tell the river parable?" Because she wanted to use it in order to illustrate a point that she was making.
Great to be able to hear how you're helping contribute to the work in Denmark. And also what I find really incredibly helpful as we look at prevention work is that we have so many lessons we can learn from work that's done in other countries. And I know I've been looking at violence against women prevention work in Africa, India, South America, and there's some real exciting work that's going on that we can be able to really learn from here in this country. And I'm glad you got a chance to be an ambassador from our country to there so we can continue that exchange and really strengthen throughout this world how we're able to do our work.
I did appreciate the opportunity, and I hope to do more of the sharing and kind of cross-pollination of information in doing the work.
Thank you very much, Lydia.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.